Make sure I get the right.
Okay, I'd like to start this meeting, call this meeting to order at 5:59 PM. Can I have a roll call?
Schmidt, Bell.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Gehring.
Yes.
Williams.
Here.
Swengel.
Here.
Reinders. You have five of the six members in attendance. You have a quorum.
Okay. Do we have any revisions to the agenda? Wait, what?
He said he asked for Reinders. We don't have Reinders on
here. Aaron Reinders is the on the City Historic Commission. Oh, we are. I'm sorry. It's my fault. We're calling now. There's no need for Reinders. She's on the Historic Commission.
Okay. Any revisions to the agenda? Hearing none, moving on. Do we have any announcements? Commissioner staff?
On staff, we are trying to schedule a couple of things. First is the steering committee meeting for the comprehensive plan. And I'm trying to remember what the date was. Judy, was it April 5th, I believe? Travis, are you around April 5th? Since you're the delegate from this group, do you know?
I will be here.
Okay. So it'll be a meeting probably in here. And I'm shooting to get the materials out for that meeting this coming Monday. And what you'll get is, and you'll all get them because you're on the Planning Commission. I'd like some feedback in some way, shape, or form from you as a body at some point. But some of the studies that we're in progress with, there's three things right now. Well, I should say two, because one's a comp plan. One's our transportation study, and the other is our housing condition, building conditions study. I really had them spaced out from the comp plan, but the way things are, they're all kind of in a data crunching thing right now, phase. So even though they'll all be reviewed by council and adopted at a different time, we're just kind of really under a lot of things right now to get some movement on them. So, and then there are two other, at least two other studies that the city has received. One is the landfill study, and another is an electric study. And what I'll do is, I'll probably make those available on a flash drive if you want to read them, but I'll probably just summarize some recommendations out of there. I don't want to inundate everyone with a bunch of reports, because really it's for the plan process. What are you need to kind of be thinking about. There are a couple of other studies. One's a wastewater, another one's a water. And I'm not sure, Scott, since you're in the audience, are we studying something on the ports or not? Is there a study for the ports? Do you have a consultant? I didn't think so, but I thought I'd ask. So there's several things that are out there. Obviously, we're doing wind study. We won't have that back before, but that's several years out.
So all these studies, are they targeting like a specific idea? Like you just, for example, grab the water one. Is it, what is the water study? Is it to study to produce more water for the town, or is it a hydro, or what are we talking about?
I think it's the water. I think, I'm just trying to think of what I'm recalling, and some of it was presented, I think, some of the issues were presented to council the other night, you know, the storage versus supply issues, and the recommendations that are coming out of there, things that I think that the city council needs to take his recommendations and act on through the capital improvements plan, if you want to put it that way, capital maintenance and management. What's what we call it? CMMP, what's the M for?
Capital maintenance and major maintenance.
Mostly capital improvements planning. Yeah. It throws me every time, even though our office is coordinating it, we're in the middle of it, I can never remember what the second M stands for. But yeah, what else is in there? I don't know. I don't think it's like a hydropower. They might have a recommendation to consider looking at that, but that would be just like our wind study. If there was a hydro thing, there'd be a separate feasibility study for how to harness power via hydro or water. I can tell you that the landfill one is about what our estimated life of that landfill is, and so that's something that's being looked at. So some of the things we'll look at again are what are the goals generate new goals in terms of what should go in a landfill versus what should we ship off island. There's a cost benefit to all of that. It's probably cheaper to, in some cases, obviously we're doing cars. We send those out. Otherwise they take all kinds of room in there. And that is a recycling kind of a thing, if you will. We do do recycling, we just don't do cans and bottles like other communities do. Versus shipping those off versus the cost of digging a new cell sooner than we have, you know, blasting rock and making flat space for landfill. So you'll have this, and I haven't gone through that whole report, so I can't even summarize it for you here, but I'll send that to you all. And the other one we have is the electric report. So this is all, they triggered them all before I got here, so it just is the timing of some of them when they're being done and presented to the various departments that trigger them. I think it's convenient that since we're going through this plan that we have them for our knowledge and making plans for the future.
Just one more question. So just curious, how do these studies get initiated? I mean, were these derived from just issues that arose, or I mean, how would it, like the ones that are being done now, were these something that council just decided on, or how did the ball get rolling? Like, for example, if we had an idea that we thought maybe we should pursue, I mean, would we just throw that in the comp plan, or is there another route to initiate a study on a particular item?
I don't know what triggered the studies, if they're all something they do periodically. For example, we tend to do a cycle every 5 years, study structural conditions, so I know we do that. I don't know if council requested one or if it was a, I don't know what happened, but I can get that answer for you. Okay.
Thank you.
So April 5th, and I don't have a time yet, but I just probably be something like 2:00 or something in here. And then we want a public meeting, and I think we're shooting for the 17th of April, if I'm not mistaken. What's wrong with my calendar suddenly? I think it's April 17th. Right. April 17th is the Tuesday. So that'd be the Tuesday in between council meetings. So that's when we'll probably do a 6:00 meeting in here.
Can other commissioners attend that mm-hmm. meeting?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I encourage you to.
The April 5th meeting or just the 17th?
The 17th. You've designated Travis as the body that would come back and report.
Okay.
Now, April is a busy month just besides these things. I'm going to be gone two weeks of that month. And our Planning Commission meeting is the Thursday, April 19th. And I happen to fly out that Thursday afternoon. We will have several things on the agenda, so we'll probably need to reschedule that meeting for if we want to do it, Monday the 16th, something, and I'd like for you to consider that and take that action tonight in other business, just so we'll be able to tell the applicants when to come in and expect their projects to be heard, okay? So that's all I have as far as, things, announcements.
So what's everybody's April look like? I don't have any plans right now.
Can you pull up April's calendar for them?
Can
you
I can't go on that week, April 15th to the 23rd.
Okay. Are you here other than that?
Yeah.
So you said the 15th?
It's okay.
Okay.
I can see it at least.
What about moving it up to the 12th? Travis? The 12th? Okay. Are you guys good with the 12th?
I think I'm coming back that Friday the 13th. If
oh,
I'm not mistaken.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Do we want to move it down then 26th?
And then I'm gone that week. It really is that funny week. It's just that there's a planning conference in New Orleans that's the national conference that's basically the April 20th through 24th. Leave
New Orleans? Sheesh.
It's funny, I don't go to many of them, but it's the third one I've gone to in New Orleans. It's like, how about another city?
I wouldn't miss that either.
I love New Orleans, but... and then a week before that, I've got the pleasure of being working with the Public Safety Department on the SHIELD, which is, so we'll be planning I think it's cybersecurity is what we're studying right now, but... So there'll be an upcoming in the next year, you know, some fake attack or some fake emergency that we as a community have to orchestrate and deal with. So I get to help with that. So that's why I'm going to Anchorage this coming Sunday and then in April again.
Tom, I don't know if you'd be able to participate telephonically while you're out, maybe so we can have it before Bill. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. And that's for the 19th.
Well, I'll be.
But you're going to be gone.
I'll be gone. I think I leave at like noon. Oh, if we can hold it earlier in the day, I think I don't fly until 6 o'clock. So if we want to hold it in the day, if someone can, we can show up, say like
Are
a
you
3
okay
o'clock
with that?
Meeting or something.
You fly two.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have something mixed up with something else, and I don't have it in front.
What about
of me,
the 18th?
The 18th.
Yeah.
Would work.
Well, we still have a quorum. I mean, not that I'm saying I won't have it without you, but...
Can you call?
I don't know.
I think it's an 800 number you call into.
Is it going to be a really lengthy meeting?
I think that one is the... tentatively, you know, we had a preliminary review of Coburn's plat for the project down there on South Broadway. And as long as he gets everything in, so that we'll have a preliminary plat review for what's called Parkside Estates, we may have either a CUP application or a zone change application. Had discussion yesterday with Glenn Olson, who the city has, you know, enforcement actions against, and what are some, you know, and basically what's he going to do? And I'm not going to go into the specifics and the lengthy conversation we had, but you know, one of the things is if there's a real project, bring it forward. I had not read the whole report and everything that happened last time he came forward recently, so I suggested, you know, there's some excuse me, new commissioners, perhaps, you know, he wanted commercial zoning, this body turned it down and recommended high density residential, but would support a conditional use permit. You know, I think that's probably still what we'll recommend, but how to advise him one way or the other, I don't want him wasting his time. I can't speak for what you'll say and what the council will say. But he does have a standing approval to do a CUP application and bring forth a mixed development. He can't. Our zoning code needs amended, and we can't have in commercial, like a lot of other communities do, where they have the downtown, and you have like the little shops on the first floor and then the apartments on the second. Our commercial zoning doesn't allow that. It won't mix rental or even any residential with commercial. We probably should have a zone that does that. However, so the only way he'd be able to actually do it, no matter what the zoning is, and this body found that last time and ruled that he'd just get high density residential and come forward with a CUP application. That'll probably be what we discuss. I actually have to talk to our attorney first because this has gone on for a year, and I was very candid with him that, you know, it's not going to go away overnight, and I don't want to get a project that's not going to really be a real project either. So he could be on the agenda. I don't know yet, and I don't know if we have anything else on there.
Tom, sorry. When do you fly out, Tom? You said 15th, 16th.
Yeah, but I would.
Is there any way we could have the meeting before that time, or?
As the Planning Commission can call a meeting at any time. When it's a zoning matter involved or even a plat, we have a 10-day notice requirement. So we have to work with that. So we can't get it in and say, okay, let's meet 3 days from now. So the windows that we're kind of stuck with right now that are set in stone, at least for my schedule, and I would really like to be here for these two, frankly, we probably have to turn around and advertise pretty quickly here for a meeting the first week of April, if we were looking at something there. The second week of April, I believe, is available. It's the 3rd. Wait, it's the 8th. I'm out through the...
I'd like to say that, I mean, if everyone else is on board, I'd like to have a full commission here. If we could do it before, if you guys were all okay with having it earlier, I'm fine with that. Like maybe the second week, if that looks like we could do that. What do you guys think?
Would the 16th work for everybody?
No.
No, okay. Sorry, I'm getting my dates mixed up. The whole week.
The April 2nd, the week of April 2nd through 6th is available.
Okay.
Not the week of the 9th. Then I'm here to 17th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Otherwise, you're looking at the 30th or the 1st or 2nd of May.
Okay, so I'd really hate to see us hold up any progress for, you know, what Coe's proposing, and I know they've been waiting to get this on there. Can we do it like Thursday the 5th or something there? Is that doable? Does that give us enough time?
The only thing is if Coe's in a position to be able to submit.
I guess that's where I'm going, yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to schedule tentatively for the 5th, at our normal time, we'll take it back and I'll call him tomorrow and find out where he's at.
But you're saying the latest we could push it would be the 6th? Is that what you told me?
16, right. 17. The 6th, and then the week of the that we normally have it is the 19th, Thursday. I'm here the 16th and 17th and 18th.
But
I hate to have other people, you know, if they've got to be out.
So let's do this. Let's book it for the 5th and then let Co know that it's this date, or we have to push it to May.
And like I said, he hasn't, I don't know where he's at. I haven't heard that he's on schedule yet or not.
Not to pressure him, right. But, you know.
He'd be happy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it work here. I'd recommend trying to do it sooner than later.
I agree.
Yeah, I have no problem with that second week. I don't leave very often. It just so happens it's that just that one week.
No, that's fine. So. That's fine. So you're okay with the 5th, Vicky? 5th, Helen, Travis. Try shoot for the 5th then. Okay.
We'll do that.
All right. Thanks. I need to turn around. Any additional announcements? Okay. Let's move on. Do I have do I have a motion to approve the minutes of February 15th, 2017? Sorry.
Motion to approve minutes as they're written.
Second.
Okay. Do we have any discussion, any additions, corrections? Hearing none, do I have all in favor? Say aye.
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 Any nays? Hearing none, motion passes. So we have no items for the following public hearing, old business, new business, work session. So the only other agenda item is to adjourn. Do I have does anybody have anything else? Okay. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Vicky. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Oh, adjournment at 6:19. Okay. And then gavel out. Gavel back in. Call to order the Historic Preservation Commission meeting. Do I have a roll call?
Bell.
Oh, call to order, sorry, at 6:19.
Bell.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Gehring.
Yes.
Williams.
Here.
Swangle.
Here.
And Reinders, who is not here. So 5 of 6 members, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any revisions to the agenda? Hearing none. Do I have a motion to approve the Historic Preservation Commission minutes of December 21st, 2017?
I'll make a motion.
Vicki, do I have a second?
Second.
Travis? Do I have any discussion, corrections, additions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. No nays. Motion passes. So item one, resolution 2018-01, a resolution approving the Historic Preservation Commission 2017 annual report and filing the same with the Unalaska City Council. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution?
I'll make a motion.
Motion to approve this. This is this one-page report.
Yes.
Yes. Motion to approve.
Okay, so you're Vicki motioned, you're seconding, Travis. Okay, do discussion, please. Oh, public hearing. I'm sorry.
Oh, public hearing.
Do I have any public hearing on this resolution?
I have an angry attendee out there.
Thought maybe I was missing something. I was looking for the rest of it.
Sorry, I was trying to be too quick.
I wish I could say we had all kinds of things to report about what we were doing historic preservation wise, but we don't have a local ordinance, and that's where you usually get a lot of activity for preservation. And I've not been told really to work on one. I don't know what even the political will is on this subject. So it really is a very light report, obviously. So light, we should have had this presentation had you adopted at the last meeting. So it's a matter of mechanics. Unfortunately, one of you gets to come and say that we basically didn't do anything in this area to the council at the next meeting.
Am I going to present next week, correct? Or is that the 20, with all the budgets?
I don't think it's next week. It's the week after.
Following week? Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah, because I know next Tuesday's all the grants and stuff.
I'll get back to you on which one it is.
Okay. I prefer it be the following week because it's going to be really crazy next Tuesday. Okay, sorry. And seeing no public hearing, can we keep the same motion? Because I went completely out of...
Yes, this was a discussion, I believe.
Okay.
Oh,
no, I went completely past the
correct.
Public hearing part.
I apologize.
So can we keep the same motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we'll take that down. No old business, new business. I do have a motion on the table. Vicki motion, Travis second, to approve resolution 2018-01. Do I have an all in favor? Say aye.
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 Any nays? Hearing none, motion passes. We have no items for work session. Do I have any additional comments, anything from commissioners before we adjourn?
I'm just looking through here at the report and like the duties of historical preservation, because I'm kind of scratching my head, really. I'm just wondering if we're supposed to be doing anything else. And it's funny, you drive around town and, you know, you see items and you're wondering maybe if we're supposed to be participating or do anything in there. Is there any... I know there's a list, an inventory of items. Does that get updated every so often, or is there any kind of direction with any of this, or
I don't have a concrete answer to that. I would assume we should, but I don't know if it's required.
Okay. I just wondered, yeah, if we're supposed to be actively doing anything.
I think we have a few structures on the National Register or eligible. We don't have a National Historic District, so to speak. So.
Is there any kind of action to preserve? Is there anything you guys know of that I mean, is there anything going on behind the scenes that we don't know about? Or?
All I know is through the CMMP process, Planning Commission is, because we house the Historic Preservation Commission, I think that's why it is, Henry Swanson House. There's money in there, I think $50,000 being proposed to put it on to put it on a foundation and solve some of the water problems that are coming in. Sorry, I don't mean to chew a piece of candy, but something's tickling my throat and cannonball burning thing is killing it. that's all that I have that I know is behind the scenes. Well, I do know there's a project, I should say this, I do know we've been providing scans, copies, I should say, we've been copying old blueprints for the brick radio facility across from the APL dock, and there's potential plans to reuse that. So OC owns it, and there may be a tenant that's willing to rehabilitate it and then rent it from OC. So that would be nice, since it's a nice building.
We had a couple gals come out last year, and they looked at all the sites. Was that last year, or was that the year before?
Last year. They came out the last year and the year before.
Yeah, okay.
To inventory all of the sites,
yes,
that were pre-existing in a previous register, and kind of update and see what's still existing, what isn't. That went into an inventory document that was given to the state, and that's kind of in our archive. But that's about the extent of that project.
Do we want to add a summary on that to this report then?
That was completed.
I don't remember them being here while I'm here, so that has to be.
They were out last.
I believe that was still that was completed in 16, but we'll have to just double check and get back to you on that for sure.
Okay.
I think they just came back for a presentation at the very beginning of 17, possibly. We'll have to just review dates again, but I didn't see anything in any of the minutes from 17 that indicated that they were there.
I'm just curious, do you guys have a list of, I'm just seeing there, the National Register of Historic Places. Is there a list of places, things that are here on the island? Do they show that somewhere?
The register, if we should have a link to it, but the National Register is maintained by the U.S. Department of the Interior. That's also the place that's in charge of all of our national parks, and each state Historic Preservation Office maintains a list. So, I mean, we don't maintain it, but we would reference to it. I think Thomas says he thinks there's three structures on our list from Unalaska. So it's not going to be a big list compared to like some, you know, a big city. But if you'd like them, we'll be able to get them to you.
Yeah, I was just curious what they were. I was assuming that naval radio station was probably one of them.
The only one that I know for sure is the plantation, the Sitka Spruce Plantation is on the National Register. That's about the extent of my, like, for sure knowledge, and then we can go back and look that up for you guys.
If a guy was wanting to, preserve, like, a bunker or pillbox from World War II on this property, how would you, if it was probably on OC property, would you have to talk to them about that, or would there be some sort of procedure if you wanted to preserve because I see them sometimes there's some laying behind Safeway right now, for example. What are they going to do with them? Are they going to put them somewhere and kind of preserve them, or are they just going to throw them off and use them as a breakwater? I don't know.
I have no, to answer that, I have no idea. That's a pretty specific type of structure. Again, if you go to the, when I was in Toledo, Ohio, I administered three historic district commissions, thousands of properties that were in there, and they had, each one would have to review if it was not something like just replacing the roof with a like roof for materials. You'd have to analyze it and send it. I knew about 225 reviews a year among the three commissions. And what the city ordinances used to incorporate it all, there would be recommended actions, how to preserve different structures, if it's a wood structure, if it was a board, post and beam. It's much more accessible now, and when it gets updated, so what I was saying is most places shell that out, see the Department of Interior recommended actions. I know them pretty well. I don't remember ever coming across any kind of like bomb shelter or pillbox, how to preserve that. It's concrete, so it's probably going to be under how to deal with a concrete structure, but I would think you'd find out from some people it's like an old car who specializes in restoring that stuff, because I've never seen anything like that in terms of how to recommend. They usually don't like you to remove the disturb the site. I think the ones by Safeway, obviously, it looks like they picked them up and moved them all in a certain spot. So they've already lost their historic significance in terms of the relevance to the area. Like when you're driving out the roads and you see the old things falling apart, they almost root like that instead of preserving it. They definitely don't recommend on any historic rehabilitation that you try and build something that looks old that's new, or try and, if, you know, the cracks and the crevices and the crannies that come with age are part of the character, so they don't usually recommend that you make it look new again either. But how to stabilize it and preserve it is what is the tack that they'll take. I know that much. So
I think I heard that the one that's in front of the rat that they wanted to move, but OC said that they did not because of what you're saying. Yeah. It's disturbing the historical significance, but that's, yeah, anyways.
Well, I was thinking along the same lines as you, Travis, but not with the pillboxes, and I've been trying to do some research best I can to find any registry of historic sites, and I don't necessarily see any individual buildings, but one place that I was looking on the National Historic basically listed from a Mackinac fire station to the end of the other end of Ballyhoo as the whole area is a historic. And so
that could be because of the attack that was here, and it's a significant event. There's three things that you look at: if it's a site or a structure, and it could be a historic neighborhood because it was the first, you know, wave of Latino Americans that moved there and worked at the U.S. steel plant. For example, I know there's a neighborhood like that in Ohio. So that neighborhood is significant, not because of its architecture or anything like that, but because of the kind of people that live there and why. So certainly, you know, battle sites all over the world are designated historic. Maybe I did read something about the one up on top of Ballyhoo. Schwatka, is that it?
Yeah.
Is a designated site. I know that. So, but I don't know about the whole stretch. I haven't seen that.
Anything else? All right.
Well, before you go, I know Helen has asked for a street map, like a big street map. You've asked for some things for like what I'm bringing up is if there are resources that you'd like us and we're your staff like to have, yeah. So when you want to ask for something, I'll give it to all of you. So Helen's asked for a street map. You'll get a big, you know, plot of a street map so you can reference that. there are streets that I don't know where they are, frankly, that it's helpful to look at. And then we'll get you the list of what historic resources are available or what have been identified and designated. Is there anything else that has come to your mind that you might like to have? And if you don't have it on your head right now, if you think of it, just let us know. Be glad to get it. No? Okay.
I can't think of anything right now. $1 million. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
You guys are all fighting over it. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.